This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Hello, and welcome to Between the Keys. It's that time of week again, and my name is Jed Distler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network. I'm the host and producer, and I write each episode of Between the Keys. I wear many hats here. A couple of years ago, we had an episode that was devoted to tangos and tarantellas, kind of a whimsical pairing, I think, of two different forms of dance. And I've wanted to do something similar for a while, so I came up with the idea of pairing boleros and barcaroles, the same kind of alliteration. So why don't we begin with a barcarole by one of the most interesting and original American composers of his generation, Charles Tomlinson Griffiths. It's going to be performed by David Allen Ware.
Thank you.
pianist David Allen Ware playing the Barcarolle from Charles Thomas and Griffith's Fantasy Pieces, Opus 6. We go from our first Barcarolle to our first Bolero on this hour of Barcarolles and Boleros on Between the Keys. This is a Bolero by Albéniz that's titled Puerta de Tierra. If you're gonna have Spanish music, you simply have to have the woman who owned this repertoire for decades, the great Alicia de la Rocha. Music of Albéniz, a tango entitled Puerto de Tierra, with the great Spanish pianist Alicia de la Rocha. Gabriel Fauré elevated the piano barcarolle to a truly poetic art form that beautifully showcased his lyrical gifts and his subtle mind for harmonic invention. I especially love his 10th barcarolle, which is one in A minor. It's Opus 104, number 2. I think that this piece actually breaks away from the barcarolle genre's lilting characteristic, and it gets quite agitated at times. Here's a performance by a French pianist who has specialized in Fauré, and he made recordings of all of the Fauré solo piano music, as well as most of the chamber music, in fact. This is the pianist Jean-Philippe Collard. Thank you. Music of Gabriel Fauré, the Barcarolle in A minor, opus 104, number 2, with pianist Jean-Philippe Collard. Here is a barcarolle that's unusually fast, I think, for a barcarolle. In fact, it's almost like a tarantella, and that's understandable because this barcarolle comes from Francis Poulenc's piano suite entitled Napoli. It's going to be performed by Gabriel Tacchino. From Francis Poulenc's piano suite Napoli, we heard the barcarolle, which, as I said before, and as you just heard, really veers more into tarantella territory. The pianist was Gabriel Tacchino. Now here is a bona fide barcarolle, a very pretty little piece by a composer who primarily was known as a pianist, Robert Casadesus. Casadesus wrote a good amount of music, a lot of wonderful piano music that I think deserves much more attention than it gets. The pianist in this recording is John Owings. John Owings was the pianist performing a barcarolle by the French pianist and composer Robert Casadesus. Another composer who I think is underrated is Clara Schumann. Most of her composing activity happened in her younger years, and I don't think she really composed after she married Robert Schumann. But maybe I'm wrong on that point. Anyway, this Caprice a la Bolero from Clara Schumann's Four Characteristic Pieces, Opus 5, has quite a lot of energy and verve. Let's hear it played by Josef Debienhauer. Pianist Josef Debienhauer with music by Clara Schumann from her Four Characteristic Pieces, Opus 5. That was the Caprice a la Bolero. Leave it to Ferruccio Busoni to expand upon Mozart's Ein kleiner Sieg in G major by turning this little piece into a bolero followed by some variations. Busoni was a composer who often took other people's music and he made other people's music more convoluted, but it's still always fascinating to hear. So let's listen to Busoni's Gigue, Bolero, and Variazioni with the pianist Wolf Harden. Music of Busoni, based on Mozart, the Gigue, Bolero, and Variazione, with pianist Wolf Harden. You are listening to Between the Keys here at the Classical Network and WWFM.org. I'm your host, Jed Distler. This week's episode is all about boleros and barcaroles, and why did I put them together? For no real reason, except I like the alliteration, boleros and barcaroles. We are going to hear a barcarole by Béla Bartók. This is from his Out of Doors suite, and the pianist will be Beatrice Rana. You know, before I pronounced this pianist's name, Beatrice Rana, but I really have to use the Italian pronunciation, Beatrice Rana. We heard her play the barcarole from the Out of Doors suite by Béla Bartók. Chopin's barcarole is one of his greatest and most beloved masterpieces, but have you ever heard Chopin's bolero? Maybe you have, but it's not a piece that's performed very often, and it's kind of a flashy potboiler in many respects. But I have a recording that features the Ukrainian-Australian pianist Yasha Spivakovsky. He made no commercial recordings, believe it or not, but Andrew Rose has been issuing a series of live and broadcast and privately made recordings of Spivakovsky on his pristine classical label, and they're well worth seeking out. Here is Chopin's Bolero with Yasha Spivakovsky.
Thank you.
Yasha Spivakovsky playing the rarely heard Bolero by Frédéric Chopin. Here's what is called a barcolette, composed and performed by the great American pianist Raymond Lewenthal. The Barcolette by the pianist Raymond Lewenthal. It's a very charming little piece, and of course it was performed by Raymond Lewenthal, who was one of the important pianists who helped to spearhead the Romantic revival in the 1960s. One of these days I'm going to devote a full episode to Lewenthal. But now let's hear another bolero. This is one by Alfredo Casella. The Bolero from 11 Children's Pieces by Alfredo Casella. Luca Ballerini was at the piano. Here's a piece that is not called a barcarolle, but it really is a barcarolle in every respect. It's by the great 19th century piano pedagogue Theodore Leschetizky. It's a canzonetta Toscana all'antica. And the pianist will be Frank Merrick, who was a Leschetizky pupil. Thank you. a little barcarolle called Canzonetta Toscana all'Antica. And that's from a suite of pieces by the 19th century piano pedagogue Theodor Leschetizky. And it was performed by the British pianist Frank Merrick, who was a Leschetizky pupil. Our final barcarolle this hour is the first in a set of three barcarolles by Ned Roram, who turned 95 this past year, and he is still with us. And Leon Fleischer's recording, I think, remains the definitive version, so let's listen to it. Music of Ned Roram, the first of his three barcarolles for piano, and we heard it performed by Leon Fleischer. Well, how are we going to bring this program of barcarolles and boleros, or is it boleros and barcarolles? How are we going to bring this program to an end? Probably the best way is just to have a lot of fun, and I can't think of a more fun way than to play the final movement from Moszkowski's Spanish Dances, Opus 12, for piano duet, which is a wonderful bolero, and it's going to be performed by Domenico Monaco and Michel Solimando. The Bolero from Moszkowski's Spanish Dances, Opus 12, with the piano duo of Domenico Monaco and Michele Solimando. And that brings our program of boleros and barcaroles to a close this week on Between the Keys.
I love music, all music except the French.
What's wrong with it?
Very repetitive.
Repetitive?
Very repetitive.
But they had some great composers. Ravel.
The worst.
I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed researching and putting this lineup together for you this week. That's really the fun part for me about this show, doing the research and thinking about the running order and mixing and matching various works, looking for repertoire and performances. And I always appreciate your support and your encouragement and your feedback. So if you have ideas about what you would like to hear on Between the Keys or any ideas for programs, reach out to me and I will reach back at you. I like to think that we are building musical bridges that open up listeners' horizons, as opposed to spending time building musical walls that are counterproductive, destructive, rigid, and just plain stupid. And I'm particularly happy that this program reaches people all over the world online, and that our station makes earlier episodes of Between the Keys available as webcasts whenever you want to listen. If that's not building musical bridges, I don't know what is. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I hope we will be together again at this time next week for Between the Keys. Thanks so much for listening. This program is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.